咱今仔日的圣经是记载伫列王记上，咱要对第二十章诶二十二节三节来读到四十三节。列王记上第二十二章二十二节，一个先知来见以色列王，对伊讲：你着自强，留心怎样防备。因为明年这个时阵，阿兰王的确会来攻击你。阿兰王的神仆对阿兰王讲：以色列人的神是山神，所以赢过咱。但是伫平原甲兵拍战，咱的确会得胜。就安尼行，将诸王击去，派军长来退，佮招着王丧失军兵的数目，佮招募一军。马步马，车步车，咱伫平原甲兵拍战，的确会得胜。王便听神仆的话去行。第二年，便哈达果然点缀阿兰人上阿弗去，要甲以色列人拍战。以色列人也点缀军兵，有备食物，迎着阿兰人出去，对着因安营。好亲像两小群的山羊羔，阿兰人却满满的对面。有新人来见以色列王讲：耶和华安尼讲，阿兰人既然讲我耶和华是山神，毋是平原的神，所以我的确将这大群人拢交伫你的手中，恁就知影我是耶和华。以色列人甲阿兰人相对安营。七日，到第七日，两军交战。迄一日，以色列人杀了阿兰人步兵十万，其余的逃入阿弗城，城墙塌倒，得死剩的两万七千人。便哈达也逃入城内，秘伫严密的厝内。伊的神仆对伊讲：阮听讲以色列王拢是仁慈的王。现在咱不如约束外部，逃脱绳索，出去导航以色列王，或者以存留王的性命。对安尼，因约束外部，逃脱绳索，去见以色列王，讲王的仆人便哈达讲，求王存留我的性命。阿哈讲，伊还阁活着吗？伊是我的兄弟。遮人留心探出伊的口气来，便急忙就着伊的话讲：阿哈达是王的兄弟。王讲：恁去请伊来吧。便哈达出来见王，王就请伊上车。便哈达就对王讲：我的爸对你的爸遐所夺的城邑，我的确归还。你会做你伫大马色立国旗。亲像我的爸伫撒玛利亚所立的一样。阿哈讲，我照安尼立约，帮你倒去，就甲伊立约，帮伊倒去咯。有先知的一个门徒，奉耶和华的名对伊的同伴讲：你拍我吧。迄个人毋肯拍伊，伊就对迄个人讲：你既然无听从耶和华的话，你一离开我，的确有狮子会咬死你。一个人一离开，果然拄到狮子，该咬死哦。先知的门徒阁拄到一个人，对伊讲：“你拍我吧。”一个人就拍伊，将伊拍伤，伊就起了，用头巾蒙眼，改换面目，伫路边听候王。王就伫遐经过哦，伊向王呼叫讲：“仆人伫殿顶的时阵，有人带一个人来对我讲。”你看守这个人，若是将伊失落，你的性命的确推伊的性命，不然你的确交出一他连得的银仔来。仆人正伫忙乱的时阵，迄个人就无见了。以色列王对伊讲：“你家己定妥了，必照样判断你。”伊急忙脱了伊蒙眼的头巾，以色列王就认出伊是一个先知。伊就对王讲：“耶和华安尼讲，因为你将我定要灭绝的人放弃，你的命就的确代替伊的命。
你的民也的确代替伊的民。对安尼，以色列王闷闷不乐，对到撒玛利亚进了伊的宫。人圣经读到这所在，愿主赐福伊家己为我。
各位平安。
Peace be to you。
你知影圣经本身是上帝所默示的。
We know that the Bible is the inspired word of God。
所以呢，圣经本身是上帝的话。
The Bible is the word of God。
既然是上帝的话，所以上帝的允准每一字、每一项代志，拢是上帝允准的物件。
As such, every word, everything that is recorded is by God's guidance。
所以既然那上帝带领内面，为什么上帝允准？这个很长的篇幅来讲到两个人的失败呢。
Today we are looking at a very long passage describing the failures of two kings. Why did God allow that many words to be used on these two kings?
然后头一个失败的王，这个是亚兰王。
First is the king of Aram.
然后另外一个王的失败是亚哈王。
Another is King Ahab.
然后到底为什么上帝允准这项代志发生？在内面，咱我当学到什么？
So what lessons can we learn from the failures of these two kings?
所以兄弟姊妹，既然上帝允准这个作者真详细讲安尼，然后咱要透过这段经文来学习对因的失败里面的这款的功课。
God has allowed the author of First Kings to record the failures of these two kings in great details, and so today we will look at them and see what lessons we can learn from them.
所以头一个人，咱要先思想的是亚兰王。
First, we will look at the king of Aram.
到底亚兰王？你知影，这个人本身已经失败了头一摆。
The king of Aram or the king of Syria already lost one battle before.
然后这个时阵，伊个败来去拍以色列，然后第二摆继续失败。
Now he is mustering up his army to attack Israel a second time, but still he lost.
到底失败原因是什么
？So what were the reasons that he lost？
那在里面，咱学到什么
？And what lessons can we learn from？
所以呢，咱要对亚兰王子的失败里面，咱学头一个功课。
So we will look at the king of Aram first, and the lesson we learn.
这是叫做计划在人，行事在神。
The lesson we can learn from Aram, from the king of Aram, is that it is for man to plan.But it is up to God to accomplish. We can see that the king of Aram was not foolish. He was in fact very smart. After his loss in the previous battle, he made a lot of new plans for his upcoming battle. We see, first of all, that the king of Aram knew how to evaluate his past failure. The first time he fought Israel, he brought with him 32 other kings to fight the battle. He was quite confident that he could have won that time. But he lost. So he examined himself, he evaluated the situation to find out the reasons why he lost. His servants suggested one reason.The reason was, they said, because the king of Israel, or the God of Israel, our enemy, that God is a God of the hills. If he is a God of the hills, and we fought our battle in the hills, we naturally would lose. And so they concluded the reason why they had lost the battle was because it was fought in the hills. And they concluded also that the God of Israel must be a God of the hills. Because they could not possibly explain their loss otherwise. They were a great army, and yet they lost to Israel with a very small army. So they concluded that the God of Israel must be a God of the hills, and that's why we lost. Actually, I think the king of Aram had sort of the right idea.
灵界的东西跟地上的东西，他给它合起来去看。
First of all, he looked at things from the perspective of both the physical world and the spiritual realm.
因为有很多时候，人若活在这个世界古来的时候，他将那个灵界的东西放在一边。
Oftentimes, when we live in this physical world, we often neglect the spiritual world.
其实灵界的东西跟地上这个东西有关联的。
But what is going on in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm, actually is interrelated with what's happening in our world.
啊，像无偌久菲律宾地震，有影无？
A few days ago, we had an earthquake, didn't we?
啊，伫卢森头一个地震。
There was an earthquake first in Luzon.
然后刷落去维萨亚第二个地震。
And then there was an earthquake in the Visayas.
啊，我咧想死咯，唔知第三日的闽南闹阿袂啦。
And I was worrying if Mindanao would get another earthquake.
来感谢主，闽南闹无代志。
Well, but I thank God they were spared.
然后迄个时阵头一摆地震的时，我正伫卡尼纳山多萨。
That first time when we had an earthquake here.I was in Cardinal Santos.
然后迄阵伫五楼的时阵，我独独探咱一个会友的老爸。
I was visiting a patient, a father of one of our members there on the fifth floor.
因为伊隆重叫伊的兄弟姊妹甲伊的孙隆重来，要替这个老爸祈祷。
This old man was sick, and his children and grandchildren were all gathering around his bed, and we were going to pray for him.
但是当阮来的时阵也未祈祷。
Right before we prayed.
然后阮忽然间。看到遐物件，你咚咚咚咚叫。
We felt the things rattling.
那咚咚咚咚叫，讲死咯！哎，人对动了，对动了，对动了。
And we realized there was an earthquake.
那对动了，唔难，你咚咚叫，但就是安尼咧吵，咧吵。
Not only did the earth shake up and down, it eventually started shaking sideways.
啊，我跟你讲，这个我较惊，你知无？
Now that's actually quite dangerous.
因为你若安尼了，甲安尼哦，有可能较危险。
It's possible that there could be great damage when the earth is moving different ways like that. Now, at that point, all the people in the room were silent. If you have some common sense about earthquakes, you would know that what you should do in an earthquake is to hide under something harder, like a table or a bed.
了问题伫迄个病床中间，阮看伫病房内面，哎呀，迄病人的床阮挤袂入去啊。
But there was only one bed in that hospital room, and we couldn't all possibly fit under that bed.
了第二项哦，无所无桌好你避啊。
And there were no tables or other furniture to hide under.
然后有人讲，你在时就伫迄个较。
Another common sense to practice during an earthquake is to go underneath a door frame because a door frame is more stable.
啊，但是哦，迄个门底下，阮隆重的人挤底下，我你得死，我得死，你个条件。
But also there was only one door, and we couldn't all possibly fit under the door frame.
所以无可能啊。
So what could we do?
所以哦，大家人创啥物啊？
So what we did was.
静静静。
We just all stood there quietly.
等什么？
Waiting.
等死啊！
It's for possible death.
我两间，你话摇嘞，安尼搞你规矩塞落去就等死啦！你话。
What if the whole building collapsed? We could have all died.
哎，感谢主也未死嘞。
Well, thank God we didn't die.
啊，隆重无死。
We didn't die.
了无死了，阮甲祈祷啊。
And so after the earthquake was over, we prayed.
我咧想吼。
And I got to thinking, if the sequence had been the other way, if the earthquake had occurred after I prayed, people would believe that I am such a powerful pastor with such a powerful prayer. But then the earthquake happened before I prayed. But I believe one thing, that God's hand is there. If our time were up, the building could have collapsed and we could have all died. But if it's not our time yet, we won't die. So don't worry and don't be afraid of dying. If it's your time, it's your time. Don't worry about it. But if it's not your time yet to go, you won't go. Everything is in God's hand.
所以，但是我感觉这个阿兰龙真巧，伊看到什么，咱输哦，哎， 可能这个以色列神是山神啊。
Actually, the king of Aram had sort of the right perspective because he understood that the Israelites won by their God's power.
所以伊将这个地上的战争跟这个上帝来接做对，这个真水一个观念。
He actually understood the connection between the things that are happening in our physical world and the power of God in the spiritual realm.
所以呢，伊有这个反省以后。
And so he evaluated his past failure.
然后伊就创了几项代志。
And he did a few things.
头件代志伊创什么
？First of all,
伊头件代志第一反省以后。
After evaluating the past battle, he first removed the 32 kings.
然后他就设立了军长来带领刷下去的战争。
And he replaced them with commanders.
他为什么他要将32个王退走，然后要设立军长去带领？
Why did he take away the kings and then replace them with the commanders?
然后很多我们学者加起来可能有三个原因。
The scholars Bible scholars explain that in three ways, three possible reasons.
头一个原因是什么？
The first possible reason.
因为这三十二个王这摆打战因输去，所以用军长来去代替。
Was that the 32 kings had didn't help him in the first battle? They lost a battle, so he replaced them.
第二个原因啊。
A second possible reason.
因为这个时阵，你若给一个军长起来，这个够有素质、够有战争的经验，给他带领会较好些。
Was that commanders were often more skilled in war, and they could have performed better in a war than kings could.
然后第三个原因啊。
The third reason.
因为那诸王起来吼，要合作吼，较艰苦，你知无
？Was that it's quite difficult for 32 kings to cooperate with one another.
然后你若有一个军长起来带领，这个战争就较过怕。
But a commander probably would be able to coordinate the battle better.
所以你会看到吼，这个亚兰王甲伊这样的官员哦，真够过硬。
So the king of Aram was actually very smart. He planned with his servants and strategized. He also made a strategy. He thought if the God of Israel is the God of the hills,
so now if the war is not on the mountain,
So now we should not fight another battle in the hills. We should fight the battle in the valleys. In the valleys or on the plains, then their God, who is the God of the hills, couldn't help them anymore. So he also had a good strategy. He decided to change the battlefield to fight the battle on the plains instead of on the hills.He also did some very good preparations. He did two things for his preparations. First was he replaced the people, the horses and chariots that he had lost in the first battle.
Then, the second thing was he replaced the
Secondly, all the supplies that he needed for war, he replenished.
So, because if you fight, if you don't have weapons, don't have
support, of course, you need a lot of backup support for your battle.
So, he prepared all the supplies for a year.
The king of Aram did all of these in 1 year, and so after a year, he decided to attack Israel again.
你看嘛，伊会晓反省。
See, he evaluated the past failure.
然后伊会晓创了规个计划。
He strategized.
然后伊都会晓好好来安排人起来。
And he replaced his people.
然后丧时伊有法当备办了一切欠用的物件。
And he made preparations for everything that he needed.
我问你，这个是戆啊，蹊跷啊
？Now, don't you think he was a very smart king?
我你讲，这个是巧。
Of course, he was smart.
但是
，However,
无论你偌老计划
，No matter how good you are at planning，
但是我跟你讲，计划在人，成事在神。
It is for man to plan, but it is still up to God if something could come to be accomplished.
所以你看嘛，这个亚兰王先是一年后，伊带军队来去拍这场战争。
So a year later, the king of Aram did attack Israel.
所以你若看这段经文，伊咧形容的时阵。
And when you look at the description in this passage, it says clearly several things. It says first, it describes the people of Israel or the army of Israel as being like two little flocks of goats. Two little flocks of goats, and these are small goats, kids.
So, and
so what does that mean? It is a description that Israel only actually had a handful of soldiers. They're not only few, they were weak because they were like small goats, like kids.
So the Bible
described the Israelite army as being few in number and weak in power. What about the army of Aram? The Bible says they fill the earth.
So, 换句话说，哇，隆重隆重，充满了个阿兰王，跟两撮细细撮的什么啊？以色列军队。
Can you just see it? The Syrian army or the Aramean army covering the whole plain, and the Israelite army being like two small flocks of goats.
所以，换句话说。
So, in other words,
你对人的观点去看,
from a human perspective,
阿兰王在先赢。
The Aramean army had the definite advantage. They had the definite advantage. They had planned well. They had prepared well. But if you look at the Bible, when they came opposite one another, on the seventh day, there was a confrontation. And when they fought, the Bible says, the Bible says, in one day, the people of Israel struck down of the Syrians 100,000 foot soldiers. Two little flocks of goats. Overcoming and killing 100,000 foot soldiers. Now, this is no small feat. It's not as if they had a bomb that they could just throw at them. They used to have person-to-person combats. Either they use a sword or they have to use bow and arrow. And they didn't even have machine guns, which could have been easier. But no. But how could two small flocks of goats kill 100,000 foot soldiers? And so the enemies ran away. They fled, the ones who were still alive. And they went to the city of
Aphek.
And what happened at
Aphek?
Suddenly the wall fell down. The wall fell upon 27,000 men and killed them.
这换句话，圣经说什么？伊管所出的27,000人，和这个城倾倒，给因拍死。
So those who didn't die on the battlefield, the 27,000, ran to Aphek, and they died as a result of the wall falling on them. So the whole army of the king of Aram was wiped out. We don't know if there was an earthquake. The Bible didn't say why the wall fell down. The Bible didn't say. But the Bible did record that the wall fell upon the 27,000 men and they died. Don't you wonder why the 27,000 people would hide nowhere else but under the wall, and the wall would fall just at that right moment on them? Only one thing could describe all of that. Or only one thing can explain all of that. It is God who is accomplishing His will. So, brothers and sisters, in the failure of the king of Aram, we learn that it is up to man to plan, but it is up to God to accomplish. Why?
因为兄弟姐妹，无论你甲我偌敖计划
，Brothers and sisters, no matter how good we are at planning,
你甲我的知识拢是有限的知识。
You and I only have finite knowledge.
因为咱是用这个有限的知识去计划代志啦，
With our finite mind, we make finite plans.
我看啊，咱有啊当讲啊呢。
Why do I say that?
因为吼，伊讲以色列的神是山神，你会记袂？
Because the king of Aram had concluded that the God of Israel is the God of the hills.
伊等于讲这个耶和华这个神是山神的时阵，伊已经将这个无限的神当作有限来去看。
He understood that the God of Israel is a God of the hills, and therefore he had just made this infinite God finite. He had limited God.
So you need to know.有限的神论是一般咱会了解一个观念。
In a lot of religions, they have a finite view of God.
就像咱中国人的神，真侪时阵是有限的神论。
We Chinese tend to worship many gods.
啊，亲像讲天顶咱有天神，对不？
You have a god of the heaven.
土卡有啥物啊？
There is a god of the earth.
恁捌无？土地公。啊，捌土卡的神，恁捌哩无？
Who is the god of the earth?
啊，土地公啊。
土地公。
对不？灶卡有啥啊？
And in the kitchen.
啊，有灶公，
有冇？ We have a God of the kitchen.
所以，这个皆是有自己的范围的，神的这个观念。
So every God has a limited jurisdiction.
所以呢，伊就用这个有限的有神。有限的神官来计划伊的代志。
And so the king of Aram also had this idea that certain gods are limited in jurisdiction to certain things, and he planned accordingly.
所以换一句话讲
，In other words,
无论你甲我偌敖
，No matter how smart we are,
咱是依然根据咱的这个有限的知识来计划代志。
We are still making plans based on our finite minds.
但是会记得
，But remember,
无论你偌敖计划
，No matter how good you are at planning,
但是成就无成就在地上帝。
It is up to God whether it will be accomplished or not.
你知？在这段经文里面，圣经跟咱讲，因为怕赢阿哈王，为什么怕赢？你知不
？This passage tells us clearly why the king of Aram overcame King Ahab.
因为有影除了阿兰王因这个错误的计划观念以外
，Besides that, they had a plan that failed.
兄弟姐妹，你注意去看，这项代志不是阿哈王也搞怕赢。
Take note that.Ahab won the victory not because he was good in any way.
啊，你唔是讲哇，即群衰群嘅人真搞会怕赢，唔是唔是。
It wasn't that he had a small but very good army.
也唔是即个阿哈王真乖，上帝祝福伊，唔是。
And it wasn't that Ahab was a good king at all that God should bless him.
所以换一句话讲，伊怕赢即战争，阿哈王啊，你根本唔是你搞，唔是你乖啊。
In other words, the victory of the Israelite army was in no way.Credited to Ahab. Do you know why they won?
我读二十八节给大家听。
Do you know why they won? Let me read for you verse 28.
伊讲有神灵来见以色列王讲，耶和华按你讲，阿兰人既然讲我耶和华是山神，唔是平原的神，所以我的确将这大群的人拢交在你的手中。
A man of God came near and said to the king of Israel, Thus says the Lord, Because the Syrians have said, The Lord is a God of the hills, but he is not a God of the valleys. Therefore I will give all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
所以换一句话讲，上帝派赢这条战争，就是要让因知影我是耶和华，不是山神而已。
In other words, God just wanted to make a statement to those people to let them know that he is not only a God of the hills, that he is God of all. So, brothers and sisters, no matter how good we are at planning, if it will not accomplish and lift up the will and the name of the Lord, it will not happen. So, brothers and sisters, we may be good at planning, but let us not be proud of that. There is nothing to boast about. Because our thinking is not foolproof. It is often very limited. There is nothing to boast about. But what should we do?Do you remember in James chapter 4, the Bible tells us?
伊讲某某人，伊讲我某某时间， 要去某某城，底下住一年，要做生意来赚钱。
James tells about a certain person who was thinking, I will go to a certain place, I will stay there a year, and I will do business. And he had many plans.
所以换句话讲，这个计划是真好。
So he had good plans.
但是圣经讲什么？上帝透过雅各甲咱讲什么？
But James said by God's revelation.
用明仔日什么代志，恁拢唔知啊？
You don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
然后第二样，伊讲咱的生命亲像一片的云雾，出现小时就无去了。
And he said our lives are like vapor; it will soon disappear.
对伊的意思讲啥物
？In other words,
用咱明仔啥物代志，咱唔知，咱有限的知识。
We are very finite. We can't even predict what will happen tomorrow.
然后明仔日到底我的命是啥物，无人知影。
And I can't even guarantee that I will be here tomorrow.
所以呢，因为这款的原因哦。咱计划会做计划。
Well, if that's the case, yes, we can still plan.
但是明仔再有，前面再有，既然无人知。
But we cannot guarantee that there will be a tomorrow, and there, and then I will be around.
所以雅各就教咱这样。
Therefore, James teaches us.
用主那是愿意。
We should say, if the Lord wills.
那是主愿意，我通做这个，我通做那个。
If God is willing, I will do this and I will do that.
这个。
Now, this is a proper Christian perspective that we should have. Yes, we can plan. But we understand that it will happen only if God is willing.
So,
therefore, in everything, we must always have this attitude, if God is willing, I will do this and I will do that. Whether it's in our career, whether it's in our family and the decisions related to it, could be your courtship. brothers, if you are courting a girl and the girl says no, it's okay. If the Lord is willing, He will certainly give you that girl, but if He is not, then it's all for the better. See, if we understand that everything is in God's will to accomplish, then we won't feel stressed. We don't have to fight too hard for anything. Knowing that everything is in God's hand, and no matter how well you plan, it's still unpredictable.
只有什么啊？计划在神啊，在人，成事在神。
It is up to man to plan, but to accomplish is up to God.
兄弟姊妹，我唔知今仔日你计划什么。
I don't know what are the plans in your heart now.
你计划好，感谢主。
Yes, it's good to plan.
但是鼓励咱大家将这个计划交在上帝手中。
But I encourage you.To commit your plans into God's hand. And say, if the Lord is willing, may this be done. I teach in BSOP. In the past 10 years, I have been teaching students from China. And so I now have students, we have alumni in.All the provinces, almost all the provinces of China. And my students keep inviting me to go to China. They invite me over for maybe a vacation. And I say to them, if the Lord is willing. And they would say, but Pastor, you're always saying that. But of course, that's the proper attitude. If the Lord is not willing, we can't do anything, can we?If the Lord wants to let us go, we will go. If He doesn't want to let us go, we will never get there.
所以这个吼，我跟你讲，唔通将得甲失看上过重。
At the same time, we will not be too uptight about losing, winning, gaining.
主那是愿意。
If the Lord wills.
对不？这个是对这项代志亚兰王的代志，咱学习这个功课。
If the Lord wills, this is what we learn from the failure of the king of Aram.
你看亚兰王隆重计划安尼水，嘛是输。
The king of Aram had a wonderful, he had a perfect plan, in fact, but he still lost.
因为圣经正早讲伊会输，你明吗
？Because in the Bible, it's been prophesied that he would lose.
因为上帝无可以赢嘛。
God would not let him win.
所以兄弟姊妹唔通骄傲。
So brothers and sisters, let us not be proud if we have any good plans.
记在温习，计划在人，成事在神。
It is up to us to plan, but it is up to God to accomplish it.
咱今仔日第二个，咱要对亚哈王学物件。
A second person we will look at is King Ahab.
等于拍输了，亚兰王拍输了。
When the king of Aram lost,
了伫拍输的时阵哦，因为127,000 的人死去了。
127,000 men had died.
然后这个时阵，亚兰王甲伊的官员灭了。
And so the king of Aram and his servants went and hid themselves. They were in hiding and fearful for their lives. So the servants suggested to King Aram, why don't you let us go out?
We will
go and try to test the intention of King Ahab. If King Ahab is willing to show you mercy, then maybe you can show yourself to him.
So the
servants did one thing. They put sackcloth around their
waists. And
they put ropes on their head.
Now,
what does this mean?
当这个时阵，这个腰带束麻布代表悲伤、悲哀的一个表现。
What do these actions mean? Well, the putting sackcloth around the waist shows mourning.
然后这个头立了这个束是代表讲什么？我去，我要投降，看你才有待款待我。
And putting ropes on their head showed that they wanted to surrender and they would let the enemy do whatever they want to them. In other words, they were planning to come to King Ahab in mourning, in humility, and just giving themselves into his hand. Now, Ahab did one thing as a result.
完完全全无去对付这款的神仆。
Ahab did not do anything bad to the servants. In fact, Ahab called the king of Aram his brother.
So, this kind of
servants found out that King Ahab actually was quite merciful and very kind.
So, because of this reason, the servants called the king of Aram out. They said, "This king, no problem, no problem."
So they called their master, the king of Aram, out of hiding. And they went to Ahab, and in their conversation. In their conversation, you see Ahab calling the king of Aram his brother. In exchange, the king of Aram promised to restore all the cities that his father had previously taken from Israel. And for that, he was to go free. So I would like to discuss something with you here.
什么东西?
And it is?
我问你,这个亚兰王和这个亚哈王对待是不是真好?
It's related to this question. I want to ask, did Ahab do a good thing to the king of Aram?
我问你，这个时阵亚哈王是真宽容慈悲来款待亚兰王，对不？
Ahab showed mercy and he showed kindness to the king of Aram.
兄弟姊妹，这个是真水的一个图
诶。Isn't that a good thing to show mercy and to show kindness?
然后对敌人我宽容，这个敢不是真水？
To be forgiving of your enemy, do you think that's a good thing?But I want you to take note of one thing.
根据这段经文,
according to this passage,
亚哈王的失败, 正正失败在这个所在。
Ahab's mercy and kindness were exactly the cause for his downfall.
这个让我们感到很奇怪。
Now we might feel that strange.
因为在我们的角度来比看。
Because in our perspective,
然后你看到这个亚哈王对亚兰王宽容，这个岂不是真水？
We might say, well, it was good, wasn't it, that Ahab showed mercy and kindness to the king of Aram?
但是为什么这个亚哈王的失败正正这个原因啊？
But why is it that Ahab actually failed there?
因为什么？
Because
因为亚哈王无遵守上帝的旨意。
Because Ahab did not follow in the way of the Lord.
伊是果然有一个宽容的心，但是伊无以上帝的旨意为重要。
Yes, he had a good intention.But he did not obey the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord was to destroy the king of Aram. But Ahab did not obey. In the passage that we read a while ago, you see how God sent another prophet to Ahab. That prophet went to one man and said, strike me. The man refused to follow what the prophet said. In other words, that person would not follow what God said. And because of that, that person was struck down by a lion, as predicted by the prophet. The prophet went to a second man, and the second man did obey and strike him. So the prophet bandaged his wounds and disguised himself so that the king would not know him. He waited for Ahab. And when Ahab happened to pass by, he told a story to King Ahab. And the story was, He said to Ahab, a certain prisoner was put in my charge, and if I lost that prisoner, I would have to pay life for life or pay a large sum of money. But in the end, I did lose the prisoner, so Ahab said, it serves you right that you are struck.
So,
And so after that, the prophet took off his disguise and showed himself to Ahab. And he said to Ahab, that's exactly what you did. God had given you someone that you didn't take care of.
You
let the prisoner go free, therefore you have to pay life for life.
So you see that Ahab was successful.就是伊有一个宽容的心，这个我未了解，咱未了解啊。
So Ahab's failure was a result of his mercy on King Ben-Hadad. Why was that?
因为伊将上帝旨意刻伫伊的慈悲的心顶面。
We might not.
甲阿姊会对呢。
We might not understand that, but it was because Ahab had.Elevated his own mercy and kindness above God's will. God's will should take priority over any of our own intentions. Now let me explain. A lot of people have trouble understanding one thing in the Bible. People ask, why is it that when God allowed the Israelites to leave Egypt, and to go into the land of Canaan, why was it that God wanted the Israelites to kill all the Canaanites? Sometimes we wonder, couldn't they have just treated the Canaanites nicely?
Now,
a lot of people ask that question. But if you really go back and study the Bible, let me give you a reference. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 16.
Because 原来哦，这个以色列人
Why did the Israelites have to kill all the Canaanites? As early as Genesis 15, the Bible already tells us it is because of the iniquity of the people in the land.
So, 换句话讲，伊讲伫这个。
In other words, the Israelites actually waited, or God actually waited, another 400 years before destroying the Canaanites.
So,
Actually, God already gave the Canaanites 400 years of opportunity to repent. But the Canaanites did not repent. Even after 400 years, they would not repent.
So, 上帝甲用以色列人将迦南人灭去，因为因的罪。你听我。
So at the end of that time, God wanted to destroy the Canaanites, and He used the Israelites to do that.
所以，咱的问题伫倒咯。
So this is our problem.
咱的问题，逐摆吼用一个一件代志来判断咱的上帝。
Our problem is we often try to figure God out by just looking at one single event.
就是讲，哎呀，我看上帝，佮这个有慈悲，干系你要刑罚你啊。
I'm looking at one single event, such as, for example, Ahab's kindness.
但是你袂记咧，原来上帝要灭亚兰王，因为因的罪啊。
Why would God treat Ahab badly because of his kindness? If you look at the big picture, then you understand that the king of Aram had to be destroyed because of his sin.
但是真可惜，咱逐摆咱的观点受到一项代志来影响咱看贵的物件。
But oftentimes we have a very limited perspective or a very small frame through which we're looking at God.
你记得当以色列人入去到迦南地
？Do you remember that when the Israelites went into Canaan?
然后上帝爱伊灭隆重。
God wanted them to destroy all the people because of the sin of the Canaanites.
但是你会记得有一挂的人叫做基遍人。
But there was a group of people called the Gibeonites.
然后伊用骗的态度来，然后骗讲唔可以免死。
The Gibeonites deceived the Israelites so that they were in the end spared from dying.
你会看到以色列人过一摆用慈悲的心取代上帝旨意。
Now at that time, the Israelites did show kindness to the Gibeonites, but that was not God's will.
但是你会记得，因为这款的基遍人的存在。
So because the Gibeonites continued to stay in the land,
叫迦南人的地咧。
And the other Canaanites continued to stay in the land.
所以这个让以色列人走去拜巴力王地强的一个原因。
They became a snare to the Israelites, and that led to the Israelites into all sorts of idolatry.
然后因为伊拜了巴力王，所以以色列国地的路的问题的内面就是迄项代志。
The Israelites ended up worshipping Baal and many other gods, and that eventually led to the destruction of the nation of Israel.
所以呢，咱对这个阿哈王，咱学什么呀
？So from the king of Ahab,
谨守上帝，谨守上帝旨意。
From King Ahab, what can we learn? We learn that to obey God's will is the highest priority. It's not what good intention you have that matters.
Of course,
I'm not saying we shouldn't be well intentioned. Another example was Saul, who did not destroy the Amorites.He didn't destroy everything.
Then he took good things and went to offer them to Yahweh.
He didn't obey God.
His heart was
good. He didn't obey God.
But God said,
"But God said,
上帝较欢喜欢喜什么？顺命赢过献祭。
God said, I want your obedience more than your sacrifice.
所以你看到上帝看当时，咱有啊当遵守神的旨意。
So we see that what God wants from us is obedience to His will.Rather than our own good intentions. In the same way, Jesus obeyed God's will. He obeyed to the point of death, death on the cross. So that he became a blessing to all of us. So, brothers and sisters, let us.Not replace God's will with our own understanding of a situation. We should go back to the Bible and look at God's counsel in the Bible. And then we follow God's counsel. As a result, our lives can glorify God and it will be a blessing to many others. Now, King Ahab failed in that respect. Because he allowed his own intention, his own thinking to be his guide, not God's will.So, brothers and sisters, one day when God judges us, It will be based on whether we have obeyed His will.
不是其他物件。
It is not based on anything else.
所以咱今日咱透过这个失败的代志。
So today we look at two people's failures.
然后咱要对遐学着两个功课。
And we want to learn some lessons from them.
对亚兰王的失败，咱学什么
？From the failure of the king of Aram, what do we learn?
什么？计划在人，成事在神。
We learn that it is for man to plan, but it is up to God to accomplish.
那对亚哈王的失败，咱学什么
？From Ahab's failure, what do we learn?
谨守神的意思，才是上策啊。
We learn that there is no better way than to obey the way of the Lord.
So,
brothers and sisters, in our life journey,
在咱一生咧行的道路顶
，in our life journey,
行神的旨意
，we must make sure we are walking in God's way.
上帝祝福你
，and God will bless you.
撒个祈祷
，let's pray.特别上帝，阮求你，予阮有智慧的心。阮看见亚兰王、亚哈王因的失败的时阵，予因真侪阮的警戒，予因予阮对因来啊有所啊有所啊启发，有所学习。特别上帝，给你帮助阮，予阮伫阮真够啊做真侪计划的时阵，唔通因为安尼骄傲。你反倒等阮国卡就有一个真对的心态，就是一切成事拢在伫上帝。阮要按照你的意思来行，那是你看最好，代志就会按照你的意思来发生。特别上帝求你也是帮助阮，互阮唔通常常以家己的出发点、家己的观点、家己真正有限的知识来看代志。我们乃是真实有法通按照上帝你的意思顺服你的旨意行你的路，因为你的路关过阮的道路，你的意念关过阮的意念，愿意阮有一款的谦卑，有一款的顺服在你的面前。安尼祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名求。